we can learn a lot about praise and worship from the angels.
Oh, amen.
We really can.
Now, the Holy Spirit has just asked me to say this to you. As you listen to this message and as you meditate, and as you talk to God and as you commune with Holy Spirit, you need to have your Bible out and go through this, because we can only give you the highlights out of certain chapters here.
That's right.
And there is so much around these verses that we're highlighting for you. But God has a wonderful spiritual feast for you.
That's right. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hopefully
Thank you,
in the future we can get a booklet out on this subject, because it is marvelous. And I hope you pray with us about that.
You know something, though?
What?
Barb, I was thinking about a nationally known evangelist who wrote a book about angels. And I think he was so scared that he might look freaky or spooky or, you know, something way out there, that it was almost a historical rendering.
Mm-hmm.
When I picked that book up, I laid that thing down and said, well, that was a waste of time.
Oh,
why don't we just say, hey, God wants us to be knowledgeable about this spirit world, not be afraid of it. And he says in Hosea 4:6, my people perish for lack of knowledge. One of the reasons we've had so much suffering and perishing going on in the body of Christ is our almost total ignorance of the angelic world.
That's right. And he doesn't want us just to be spectators here.
No.
He wants us to be participants in this spirit world.
Amen.
Well, let's get on with Ezekiel. Boy, we have gone through Genesis and we're into Ezekiel here. And this is a mighty, mighty book. It takes place totally in captivity. The people of Israel are now in captivity. And so all of these writings are written during captivity. Did you have another book you wanted to write?
No, but I have something else to say.
Oh, okay. All right.
Let me derail the train here, man. I got something.
Okay.
You know, folks, if I were you, I would be saying to the angels, I would speak to them, say, you're welcome to come and rest here anytime. You're traveling by here. You can say, my house is like a prophet's chamber. But if you angels want to hang out here, we want you to know you're welcome.
Mm, praise the Lord.
And
that
anytime
is so
you
important.
Want to just show yourself in the natural, we'd like to see you.
Yes.
If you have something to say, we're going to be listening.
Oh, Darren, I remember one night in class, one of our special friends came up afterwards, and he said, Darren, as you were teaching, I saw this huge angel. And how high do you think the ceilings are at Holiday Inn? 12, 13 feet?
14.
Anyway, he said, I saw this huge angel hovering over you, behind you as you taught, and he reached to the ceilings. Well, people, don't be afraid to ask God to show you your angel, because he's mighty in power and he's able to help you in every circumstance.
Now, I want to tell you, folks, about six times in Scripture it says God's no respecter of persons. Now, what does that say to us? Well, I believe it says this. If these men in the Old Testament could see angels and they saw them in the New Testament, well, what's the matter with them right now? And I tell you, I have been privileged to see a lot of angels, folks, but you want to know something that's different from me and a bunch of my friends?
Mm-hmm.
I ask. Mm-hmm. I pester God.
Well, you
Sometimes
do.
I think
Sometimes
he says,
you get on his nerves.
Here comes Darren again. Give him what he wants and get him out of here.
That's right. Well, let's go to Ezekiel 1. And Ezekiel is here in captivity. And he's at the river Chebar, I believe. Yes, River Chebar, among the exiles, and the heavens opened up to him. Oh, hallelujah. And this was a human being. We're talking here in the Old Testament. All these men and women we have talked about are human beings. They have lived, and they are just like you. They have two legs, two arms, and they've got a mind. And I believe Ezekiel probably was praying hard. He was here in captivity, and he was praying, and the heavens opened to him.
Well, even over in the New Testament, Barb, at one point it says, "Is men of like passion."
That's right.
They're not unlike us.
That's right. They are not.
They had their struggles.
They did.
And yet God opened up the spirit world to these imperfect men.
Yes.
And they were called to do an awesome assignment, but God was using imperfect men.
That's right.
Like us.
Well, in Ezekiel 1:5 here, we see that there appeared to Ezekiel four living beings. And remember here, they had the form of human beings. They were not weird looking. They had two legs and two arms. But here is the difference. They had four faces and four wings. Now, these were different from the seraphim we just talked about in Isaiah, because they had six wings, but they were still an angelic order. And here I've got to tell you, Darren, I got some help. And I got help from Matthew Henry. And I was looking up Ezekiel 1, and he says the significance.
Now, wait, hold just a minute here. You talk about Matthew Henry's like some like our neighbor. Some,
yeah, he's our neighbor.
Who
oh,
is
I
Matthew
wish,
Henry?
I wish he were our neighbor. This is a precious, scholarly man of God who lived in the 1800s, who wrote the commentary, the Matthew Henry commentaries. And he is absolute blessing, just like Dr. Zodiades is right now in our world here, who is writing all kinds of commentaries and dictionaries.
Now, did he have a typewriter or a computer?
I don't believe he did.
I don't believe he did.
I don't believe he did. And he has a very thick volume. I remember one Christmas time, Mom says, "What would you like?" And I said, "Mom, I would love to have a Matthew Henry commentary," because I saw Dad studying it all the time. So here we see that Matthew Henry's talking about the four living creatures are significant, because the number four means completeness. And so these four people, these four beings, I don't want to say people, beings, came to Ezekiel. They were complete in their message to Ezekiel. That's all that was needed, were these four to give Ezekiel the message that God wanted him to hear. And they had the likeness of man, and they had the spirit of man. And their delight is to serve us with the same zealousness as God's was to create us, Darren. And this is important. When angels come with the message, they've got a zeal that they're going to complete their message to us. They really are.
Well, I know it says that the spirit of man is a candle of the Lord within us, and that's good news.
Mm-hmm.
But now tell us about the four faces.
Yes.
On these angels.
This is so interesting. Each one of them had four faces. And you say they each had four faces. Now, this is what Ezekiel saw in the spirit. And in person, in the physical, they may have not had four separate faces. But Ezekiel saw in the spirit the significance of these four. And we're going to see that one was the face of a lion. The other was a face of an ox. The third was the face of a human being, and the fourth was the face of an eagle. And as we get into this on the second half of our teaching, we're going to tell you what these meant and what significance they were. And if you'll just turn over your tape, we'll get to the second side here.